From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has made an unannounced visit to Iraq, which is fighting Islamic State militants with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes and training. Carter landed early Thursday in Baghdad, where he will meet with top Iraqi officials, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khaled al-Obeidi. The Pentagon chief will also meet with Sunni leaders that the U.S. is trying to recruit in the battle against the Islamic State, which controls parts of northern and western Iraq. Iraq is expected to soon begin a major counteroffensive to take back the city of Ramadi in Anbar province in what is seen as a key test for the country's military. Top Obama administration officials on Thursday are ramping up efforts to sell the Iranian nuclear deal to skeptical lawmakers in Capitol Hill. Secretary of State John Kerry, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew will appear Thursday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The senior officials, who were key architects of the nuclear agreement, on Wednesday held private meetings with lawmakers in Washington. Speaking before a briefing, Kerry said he believes the nuclear accord will make the world safer.
We are convinced that the agreement that we have arrived at with world powers is an agreement that will prevent Iran from the potential of securing a nuclear weapon.
Congress has until mid-September to approve or reject the deal, which will lift sanctions in exchange for Iran scaling back its nuclear program. House Speaker John Boehner vowed Republicans, who control both houses of Congress, will spare no effort to kill the agreement. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey says the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terror threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda. Speaking late Wednesday at the annual Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, Comey warned of the extremist group's intensifying social media campaign.
With al-Qaeda, if you wanted to consume their propaganda, you had to go find it somewhere on the web. You'd read their magazine. If you wanted to talk to a terrorist, you might send an email in to their magazine and hope that somebody answers you. ISIL has changed that model entirely because ISIL is buzzing on your hip, right? That message is being pushed all day long. And if you want to talk to a terrorist, they're right there on Twitter direct messaging for you to communicate with.
While al-Qaeda is careful in how it chooses operatives, he said the Islamic State has cast a wider net and is willing to recruit unstable, troubled drug users. Comey said Islamic State-linked Twitter accounts have about 21,000 English-language followers, hundreds or thousands of whom are in the U.S. The FBI has hundreds of open investigations involving Americans who may have become radicalized. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Thursday for a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya, homeland of his father, as he highlights growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives in Kenya on Friday, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he will become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. Human rights groups have criticized Mr. Obama's trip to Ethiopia because of the country's handling of political dissent. Late Wednesday, Mr. Obama spoke about trade with Africa at a White House reception, marking the signing of the American Growth and Opportunity Act. The European Union has opened an antitrust case against six major U.S. film studios and Sky UK of Britain, charging they unfairly restrict customers' access to content within the European Union. The EU Commission's statement of objections has named Disney, NBC Universal, Paramount Pictures, Sony, 20th Century Fox, and Warner Brothers. The statement says Sky UK's licensing agreement with these companies requires it to allow viewers access to their films only in Britain and Ireland, not in the rest of the European Union. A Russian Soyuz capsule has landed at the International Space Station after a two-month delay following the failure of an unmanned Russian cargo ship. Officials said the capsule reached the orbiting laboratory Thursday, less than 6 hours after its launch from the Baikonur base in Kazakhstan. Launch of the manned mission to the space station was delayed after the April failure of an unmanned cargo freighter. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.